Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. So I'm back on in my normal time, okay? So I definitely came back on Wednesday. For all of you that didn't know or now knows, as long as you're tuning in and staying tuned. And I did come on last Wednesday. It was definitely a rush show for sure because I had I was actually at a current event at the time. I was actually at the movie theater watching, if I'm not mistaken, The Kingsman. Automatically, still forgetting. But it was a good movie. It was definitely something that was planned, spot on. You know, definitely it was kicking in the birthday celebrations for the week. Now my birthday was technically yesterday, and so I spent the day. And now, and let me actually just go back a little bit. Let me slow down. Go back a little bit. Originally, the plan was to go rock climbing and then to go on the Spirit Cruise of Philadelphia, which is a three-hour open buffet cruise with all the trimmings and the fixings of a cruise that you get for 3 hours. Buffet, good food, wine, so on and so forth. And that's how it was supposed to be. Now, due to the fact that not everyone was starting to be able to make it, not everyone was starting to not be able to afford the whole day, I then revamped my plans and decided to do a tour around the world, you can say. Now, I considered it a tour around the world, but what it really was a tour of the restaurants that is located in my area. Restaurants that I've never been to, restaurants I've never heard of, and restaurants that I've never tasted food, of course, of. So, I chose to pick a restaurant for each, let me see how you call it, for each timing of the day, which is breakfast, brunch, lunch, and dinner. Now, brunch is not really anything to be too happy, I don't want to say too happy about, but nothing really to be more excited about. It's more just breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I looked up a bunch of restaurants that I wanted to do, and I narrowed it down to 3 restaurants for each of those times of the day. Now, I've already been to IHOP, so that was out of the question. I've already been to Denny's. That's out of the question. I didn't want to do a diner. I wanted a new experience that I can definitely say that I've experienced, tasted, seen something different, different atmosphere, felt different things. Now, I decided to go to the Pop Shop in Collingswood. There's only 2 locations in New Jersey for this restaurant. One is in Collingswood, New Jersey, and one is in Medford, New Jersey. Now, the Pop Shop has a very quirky, unique kind of menu that they have. It's actually made of a newspaper. So that was really interesting and brung out the atmosphere that I was looking for. Also, the food was great. The pancakes were a size of a regular size dinner plate. That's how big they were. And they were definitely thick. So, had some of the pancakes. The pancakes were considered award-winning. And they also had a few sandwiches on the menu that Bobby Flay himself has created and issued to that restaurant. So that was really cool. So we were definitely in a very great place called the Pop Shop. You can look it up if you like and get some research on it. Just in case if you're in the area of me, then you can go ahead and go and enjoy the food there if you haven't already. Second location in which it was actually decided to just do a little small clothes shopping right in the midst of all this restaurant touring. And definitely took care of that. But the second location was for lunch. It was actually dinner because of the fact that the way that the restaurant opened, it was definitely after lunchtime. And it was fine because we were late of getting to all of our destinations. Yesterday we did have a snowstorm, which created about 4 to 6 inches around our area. So, yes, we were out and about in that snow getting me to all my locations so I can have a good birthday. So it was pretty cool, very daring and risque. So the second location was this modern-day Italian restaurant called Arugula. It was definitely expensive, but it was good. I had got the squid ink pasta with some rock shrimp. It was definitely with a little kick of spiciness. So it was definitely good. I'm glad I got a chance to enjoy the experience. The only problem is, due to the fact it was already cold outside, it was cold in there, like as if their pipes had froze or something. But we were definitely in a great area. It was BYOB, bring your own beer, more so bring your own wine. It should be BYOW because we brought our own wine, and we had enjoyed ourselves. And then We went to another restaurant, which is Japan style now. So we're touring different cultures and textures. We went to a hibachi grill type style place, and it was Yoshimoto, so another award-winning restaurant. So we went there for hibachi. The scene, the entertainment, the creativity in entertaining us was definitely on point and live. So it was a great day spent with, of course, my family as always, because after a while, friends of the family and even friends of me could not make it due to the bad weather. So it's understandable. I appreciate all the attempts made. And I appreciate everyone that is out showing me love. So that was great. It was a very expensive day. It turned out to be, no matter what. But it was all good. It's what birthdays are for. That one day. It's tax return time. Why not splurge, right? So, anyways, that was my day yesterday. And today I really spent just being lazy, sitting around the house, just enjoying my weekend off. And besides the fact that it's just too terrible outside to be driving, actually. We woke up with a lot of ice on the road due to the overnight raining that was going on with the whole snowstorm that we were getting. So, it was ice this morning, but we actually reached a high of 40, so it melted some of that ice. So I think we should be all good for the commute tomorrow morning for work. It's better sometimes to actually get these snowstorms on the weekends versus during weekday, because then we don't have to worry about all that craziness going on, trying to get to and fro from work and things are delayed, it causes issues, blah blah blah. So anyways, moving on to celebrity news. So as we were discussing this on my Wednesday show, we were talking about the Amber Rose and the Blac Chyna situation. Not Blac Chyna. Oh, totally. They're friends. No, the Amber Rose and the Khloe Kardashian situation. Now, these two have been beefing seemingly all week. Kanye West actually finally stepped up, and Amber Rose is still going at it. Now, Amber Rose has got some good fire hits with some of her comments. Her comments have really been coming back very strong, I must say. And you got to credit her, even though these females are not really having their careers based on, let me see, legitimate work, I can say. They are really coming at each other very harsh, not really giving each other, that die down space. This is the time now to die it down. The if you don't know what the situation is, it's the whole rumors of Kylie Jenner and Tyga having relations, and Tyga went on to the radio. He did go on to the Breakfast Club radio station, and actually he was saying how he's just really good friends with the Kardashians and the Jenners. And so he is not with Kylie. He did not leave Blac Chyna for Kylie. So that was all established. And he just wanted that to be clear. Now, I don't know exactly what is going on with Chris Brown. I think Chris Brown had posted something on his Instagram in relation to a certain beef. I wasn't aware that there was any beef. So I haven't really been hearing anything about any beef. So he might be talking subliminal about something that's going on. Or he might have heard something himself and he's just addressing it. But I haven't heard anything. So maybe because he's added in the research or something that was said that didn't really fully get leaked onto Instagram. So once again, I really don't know exactly what he was talking about. So, but he's obviously addressing something. So I appreciate the fact that Tyga and Chris Brown are addressing the issues that are being presented to them about their relationship statuses, about beef, about people, just anything. And they're addressing them in, I would say, a good professional manner than normal, because Chris Brown can definitely go off the Richter scale sometimes, as far as all, if you don't know, if you're not following. But if you are following, then yeah, you know. Chris Brown is definitely one for doing so. And so when Kanye, back to the whole Amber Rose thing. So when Kanye spoke up, of course, Amber Rose fired back. So, but it's getting ugly, and I hope it dies down. I hope we don't have to keep hearing about it. But in the meantime, it's all things of, points are being pointed out, and factors are being listed. So it is what it is. And new information, some things you probably wouldn't even know with the situation is being put out on the internet. So it is what it is. Nasty drama. Okay, so also I wanted to talk to you guys about a sensitive topic. Yeah, how would you feel if a family member of yours and a friend of yours, now this family member you don't really get along with, right? But a friend of yours, a friend that you've been friends with for over 10, 15, 20 years, right? they want to be friends with this family member of yours. This family member can range from a mother, a sister, a brother, an uncle, anyone that's really close to you, like they're really close to you. But you've been beefing with this person on and off. You're trying to have an established relationship, but you've been beefing with this person on and off, and your friend knows about this. How would you feel if your friend was over there friending the person that you have been trying to establish a relationship with? Like, how would you really feel about that? I bring that up to you because that's considered family drama of always. But to me, I just wanted to get a different kind of feedback on to what it is that I'm thinking and what it is I want to relate to this person so that way they can feel better about what it is that they want to do about the situation. Now, the situation is going over 2+ years, so they're not sure if they want to say something, if they don't want to say something, if they want to keep it going, they're not sure. But me, the type of verbal person that I am, very verbal, associative, I would end up saying something. Now, this is the type of person that doesn't like conflict. Now, I'm the type of person, for the most part, I don't like conflict either. But when I feel like something has bothered me to the extreme level, then I end up saying something. It's just nothing that can hold me back at that point in time. I just end up saying it, and I let it go, and I don't care at that point in time. And so whose opinion is what? Because really, at the end of the day, I don't know what everyone's true intentions and motives are. So I don't know exactly if what it is that's going happening is supposed to be happening. You know, I really don't analyze it that far sometimes. So I don't give it the inch that people are looking to have so they can take a mile with it. So if you are actually experiencing that, and you can have and you have some feedback on that, give me some tips or something so I can relate it to that person, because I personally told that person they need to say something. But if that person doesn't want to say something, maybe I can give them an alternative solution. And then there's another, that was that sensitive topic. Then, I know there's something else I wanted to inform you all. Oh, careers. I have questions about careers. Now, some people have already found their passion, and I've had this kind of topic with you guys before, but some of you are still trying to find your career passion. So this time I want to ask you guys, who actually helped you towards your passion? Was it that one connection? Was it multiple connections? Did you have to keep trying different things to find it? Now, that is a question I've asked you all before. But some of you all might be older than me, and some of you all might be the same age as me, and some of you all might be younger than me and have already found your passion, which is great, cool, and your passion might be paying you already. So if your passion is already paying you already, then cool. Then cool, that's really great. That's awesome that your passion is paying you already. If your passion is not paying you already, but you're enjoying it, that's fine. Keep it going like that, because trust me, you're making a big impact. So if you have tips and solutions for people who are still trying to find that path, or if you want to be that connect for that person to find that career path, let me know. And then I can get you connected to someone else. This is what it's all about, it's really just talking and sharing information. So as you guys can hear, the show is counting down, and I will be back. I'm not going to say what day, because sometimes I say it and it doesn't happen. So you guys can email me at my business email account at foryourimageLLC@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Instagram. My IG account is STEWYCHEWY, so it's at Stewie Chewy. So you can see all my birthday pics and where the restaurants that I went to. And, keep in touch. Let me know that you're following me because you heard it off of the radio, and I'll go ahead and follow you back. If you don't say anything, then of course I'm not going to know. And please keep in mind that For Your Image has been created to help you create, improve, and or manage your most perceived image. So remember, the public does pay attention. So you want to be remembered for who you are and or for what you do. So I'll talk to you guys again. You all have a great week. And stay safe out there and stay warm.